Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ibu Konate, should he been sent off?
Yes.
Yeah, probably.
Nah, cut him. Why?
Two bookable offences.
Yes.
really easy. On a weekend where Ashley Young gets sent off for it. Kanji, was it, for Manchester City? Yeah. For almost, exactly the same thing. He knew what he was doing. He tried to make it difficult for him to get past. The break was on for Everton. It was two yellow cards. He should have been sent off. Sound.
One's gone in our favour.
It's weird, isn't it, how I wonder...
And the fact that Klopp just went, turned straight round to Matip and went, fucking get up, lads. And because that just pissed them off more.
Bill Canales was just pissing glorious. Himself as well, laughing 5 minutes later, like pissing himself on the bench. That would have, the blue fume would have been rife.
Well, it was just... It was perfect.
It was, yeah. The Klopp substitution really compounded the whole thing, didn't it? And it was like Dyche, that was what Dyche was hottest about, of like, he knows he should have, that's why he's taking them off. But look, I
get
thought...
Get the big book!
I know.
Get the big book!
Get your quill!
Button ink! Blue ink!
Blue ink! Make it blue! honestly, the big book of Everton Injustices, check it out from all great blue retailers. They add a new chapter every single season.
Yeah.
Klopp doing that did absolutely enrage them because I think Dyche used it as almost evidence to suggest he felt he got away with one. And I think that's... Right. I do think they were going to make that change anyway. I'm not sure. I mean, Klopp turned around to the bench and went, like he screamed at Matip. He screamed at probably John Achterberg, whose job it is to hold the ball up. Like, hurry up, you pricks. Get him on. Get him off. Fair play. Look, he's got that opportunity to do that. If that was a pre-season friendly, he wouldn't have been booked and you'd have gone, do us a favour. Take him off, mate, because he should be off anyway. I contend, though, Chloe, and it's weird to say this because we've seen a lot of this idea that referees kind of like to level things up, but I do wonder if I think the referees have been told not to send as many players off, which sounds mental because four red cards got given out on that one day in the Premier League on Saturday.
Thus proving that they can't follow rules.
No, exactly. But I think
it's the problem with the refs in this country, to be honest.
I think they were trying their best to try and fly beneath the radar a bit. And I honestly wonder whether Young being sent off actually almost helped Konate in a weird way, because I don't think he wanted to preside over a football match that had two red cards in it somehow, because I can't see any other reason why Konate doesn't get sent off, because by the way we're interpreting all these things, not one of us looked at either of them and went, he's stopping the guy running through, it's an obvious yellow card.
Maybe that's the case, but therefore they're not actually doing their job then. Your job is to just give the decisions what they should be, and Konate should have been sent off. It's that simple. There's people who say the more I watch it, the more I don't think it's a foul. It's a foul. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
He knows what he's doing in that moment. And I think we've got maybe one person behind him. And to be fair, Beto doesn't really have loads of support, and maybe that helps Konate at the fact that they've got 5 men at the back, they've gone a 5-4-1 or a 5-3-2, whatever it was. And because, what was it?
They would have had a 10, weren't they?
Oh, yeah, so sorry. 5-3-1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's just a foul, it's a yellow card, it's cynical, and I'm fine with it because for the past 3 weeks people have been telling me to just get on and that referees make mistakes. So I'm now going to give you that exact same vibe. Everyone, these referees are incompetent. I think you should just really get on with the mistakes. They are human after all, and humans all make mistakes. And if you really want to fight it, all you need to do is get them suspended for next weekend. But don't you worry, they will be back again. So you might as well shut the hell up. But yeah, you should have been sent off. He wasn't. Craig Pawson has done a madness. But also, if we'd have been 10v10, it wouldn't have helped them, because they'd have, Sean Dyche would have felt like, I've got to go for it now. I can't sit here being, you know, level terms in terms of players and not try and get something from this game. And in terms of doing that, there'd have been more spaces and the counter-attacks would have been on time and time again.
And we're boss with 10 men.
Yes.
More importantly, I just want to have a general chat though, Dan, just to kind of move this forward, because I got a message from my cousin about it. It was around the Ashley Young stuff during the game. And he was like, what are they trying to do with all this? Because I don't think both the yellows and both and one of the Canate one plus the one that he didn't get, we can all sit here and go, I can see perfectly legitimately why you get a yellow card for that, because that's the way footy's gone. But at the same time, why have the rules gone that way? Because this is getting worse and worse in football. Football is not a more violent sport. There's no more, it's, you know, 5 years ago, football was not like, didn't have this rash of just horrendous, you know, horrendous injuries. It wasn't like brutal game sport by any means.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
So, like, what are they trying to achieve? Because they're effectively making it easier for players to be sent off. And I don't get what the point of that is, unless are they trying to add the drama? Does this go back into, they're trying to create a world where there's more respect, or they're trying to take certain challenges? Do they want people to take tactical fouls out of the game? Is that what they're trying to actively discourage? Because that, for me, is part and parcel of the whole game of stopping your opponent getting through. And I'm not, it's weird, I don't mind, I'm accepting of these being yellows, but I'm not sure how I've become accepting of yellows being handed out.
Yeah, it's a strange one actually, isn't it, when you really think about it? But it's almost as if at some point in the last, I don't know, 6, 7, 8, 9 seasons, those became yellow cards, and there's always been yellow cards thereafter. It's like somebody, one of the refs maybe, decided that you just can't do that anymore, and they're sort of carte blanche. Every single referee has gone, oh, actually, yeah, he's right, you can't do that type of foul. But I wonder whether, in terms of sort of an explanation, I wonder whether it's coming with sort of the rise in popularity of the DM, and that's the type of foul that they commit all the time. We've seen Fernandinho get away with them forevermore for Man City, of course. But I think maybe now that position has become so pivotal, and they're the fouls that they commit all the time, they become more common in the game, perhaps. I'm not quite sure, but you're right. There is just an acceptance now. And it's even from a fan's perspective, and certainly from referees' one, and the players' one, they almost, as soon as they drag someone back in the halfway line, they know straight away, don't they? It's a cynical is the word, you used it earlier. But for me, I can't remember a time But they sort of in the past 5-6 years where they weren't just yellow card, like the most straightforward yellow card ever.
I don't remember my entire life
years ago
of
they
going, no, but in my mind they were. I mean, that's just because I'm younger.
I was thinking about this because you mentioned this too, was on Saturday, I think, and I sort of came to the conclusion that it was like maybe it's just they don't want so many stoppages in football, and I think that the way that the game's gone, technically everybody are just better players and stuff, and now because of that, there are more and more examples of players trying to stop the game and not go for the football, and that, and actually when you look at both yellow cards, I've got more of a problem with Ashley Young's second being a yellow card than his first, because there's no genuine attempt to make the football mm-hmm. in his first challenge. Mm-hmm. In the second, there is.
Yeah.
And that's the one where I go, when did that become a yellow card for just being slightly and late?
This goes into the thing. I always turn my nose up at ideas when you throw totally outrageous by the existence of football concepts out. So when people say like the orange card, for example, or they talk about sin bins, I immediately balk because I just don't want anything rugby involved in my sport, you know what I mean, as much as possible. But the more and more you look at that, it's not violent conduct, really. You know what I mean? No one was injured. There was no goal scoring opportunities, clear cut, denied. You know what I mean? It wasn't sweeping someone's legs out when they're clean through. We all know those challenges we've seen. They're very few and far between is what I'm driving at. Nothing about those, like, all you're effectively doing by sending, and this is me defending the sending off of Ashley Young, by the way, is like, all you're doing by sending Ashley Young off for that is making it, determining the flow of the football match and actually ruining the flow of a football match, whereas, I don't know, I've never been keen to say, well, stick him off the pitch for 5 minutes and that's your advantage, and then he gets to come back in, but half an hour into the game is irreparably change probably for the worse. And again, we won this, so I shouldn't be sat here really complaining. Wins a win in a Merseyside derby, fucking laughing. But you know, if he's punched Luis Diaz in the head because he's lost it, send him off and don't let him come back. But those little accumulative fouls to change a game on that just feeds, I don't know, if it feeds into the pettiness of how games are being officiated for me, and that's just stupid. Kicking the ball away and getting sent off for kicking the ball away in a moment of just stupidity, that's not losing your head and breaking someone's leg. That's you kick the ball away. It's like, I don't know.
It's wasted as much time as a goalkeeper wastes on a goal kick. Mm. Every goal kick. Like, it's not actually in the grand scheme of things, especially with multi-ball. Like, you kick that ball away, great, pass the other one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't really make any difference.
The whole thing, just again, it just feeds back into this weird, like, school teacher trying to be really pernickety over every little thing because of what are you achieving by it? You know what I mean? You're creating a bunch of rules, and the more rules you create, the more holes there are in those rules. Now, I'm talking about potentially making more rules or changing them, but have a think about what those rules are meant to achieve. What does that really
mean? Honestly, I do think it's the flow of the game. I think it's to take out the challenges where people aren't making an attempt at the ball. Yeah. And I've got no problem with that. Yeah. I think if you aren't making an attempt at the ball, it is a kind of cheating.
Yeah.
Because you just know you're too late, so you're doing whatever you can.
Yeah.
And that's why I've got more of a problem with the yellow card than the second one, because that is a yellow card. Should it be? I don't know.
Well, I think that's a good point because you're right. They're the ones that have drastically changed. Is if you're making a legitimate attempt to play the ball and you miss, is that an instant
he'd
yellow
have got
card?
The ball if Diaz didn't put his foot there last minute.
Yeah.
And so his foot was in a perfect position to take the ball away. And all the attackers know is, I don't actually have to control this and keep it in. I just have to get my foot between their foot and the ball, and it's a yellow card. And that's where you go, actually, over the last 15 years, that now has changed almost unrecognisably.
And you know, this is the thing, we're not talking about, because it's something we talk about in the car, you know, they outlawed the tackle from behind after Paul Elliott had his leg broken and had his career ended, and you watch, there's a great video, and it's Graham Lasso watching his England performance. I think he played Brazil in like the 90s, and he's watching it back, and you can find it on YouTube, just search like Graham Lasso reacts or something like that. It's been years since I watched it. It's brutal. Like, I mean, he'd have been sent off in 3 seconds if that was played in the modern game. That's different. We've curbed that now. But you're right. It's putting too much stakes on legitimate attempts to win the balls off. I just think it's a bit mad. I mean, and we've had bigger issues with refereeing in recent weeks, but do you guys know your thoughts on it? You know, if there's anything you would actively change, or do you think it's fine as it is ultimately? Yeah, let us know.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape.
And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.